on the slab soon enough.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the slab.
So spooky.
Hoot, hoot.
Tonight on our final episode of the evening, not of the series or the season or the show.
The evening.
We're going to be talking about sequels and what makes them good, what makes them bad. Why are some sequels better than the originals, and why do most sequels not reach the original's potential?
And the good, tonight, the bad, and the ugly.
And tonight on the show, is Josh,
sup?
Bobby,
sup?
Chris.
Hey.
Everybody, this is our third podcast in one day.
I don't know about y'all, but like, I just suddenly got like my second wind.
Well, fuck you too, man. All right.
Like, I don't know what happened during our little break. I was about, like, I was almost asleep.
Yeah. Man.
God, that's some good weed.
I could use some. Speaking of, anybody got any more?
I got some wax. But I know that ain't your cup of tea.
That's pretty complicated, all right? It's complicated for me. Okay, so I want everybody to give me their list. We'll start off with the lists. We'll go from there.
Lists.
And then we'll just keep this this a train a rolling.
Choo
choo choo.
Choo
choo.
Two. I'll start.
Choo, choo, choo.
All right, so my top favorite sequels have to be like Dream Warriors, because that's my like number, like I'll go ahead and say it and say it's my number two is Dream Warriors, because it really brought out Freddy's more cynical side. But that's where you get welcome to prime time, bitch.
Right.
And they bring in a little logic into it. And it's like, well, you're in their dreams and they kind of have power too. Mm-hmm. Even though I will admit their dream powers sucked. It's like Kincaid, he was the only one with a good one.
Just be strong.
Yeah, just like, I'm just going to break his fucking body in half. It's like, I'm sorry, but if Freddy got into my dreams, he'd be leaving with a sore butthole.
His therapist would be crying.
I tried to call him a bitch and he got leather bound. He put my hand on his throat. I don't even know what that's about.
He came out in a horse mask and a tutu.
Talking about he's selling frozen burritos. Three for a dollar, one for $4.99.
He can never hear the phrase intruder alert ever.
And I guess but that really, to me, that was more a little bit more dark. The cinematography behind it was just, it matched the first one so well.
Mm-hmm.
And
it also kind of saved the franchise as a whole, in my opinion.
Yeah, because the second one, although good in its own right, really did fall short of the first one.
Yeah.
But the third one that came out, they knocked that bitch out of the park with it.
I also mentioned earlier, Dokken was pretty banging.
Yeah.
for the soundtrack.
I guess my number one has to be Friday the 13th, Part 3. Iconic Jason mask.
Oh yeah.
The axe chop, everything that stayed with that mask until the end. That iconic axe chop. You know,
whack.
Yeah, whack.
Whack.
And that's where Jason Voorhees was actually born, even though he's been in every single movie because it's kind of about him. But like number 2, he had the potato sack on his head. Now, still scary in its own right, but wasn't quite Jason yet.
Yeah. Now, do you think also that's where the iconic attire came from also, or do you think that Kane Hodder was the one that... is the one that kind of set the tone for the attire.
You know, whenever you wear overalls or like coveralls like that, you can either put on a Jason mask or a Michael Myers mask.
And it works both ways.
Exactly. So realistically, that attire isn't all that iconic. Now, like, I have a Voorhees, you know, doll in my studio here, and he's wearing that...
The green army jacket.
Yeah, the green army jacket and whatnot.
Yeah.
But he doesn't wear the coveralls. He's just in street clothes, I guess, is what you would say. Mm-hmm. Which he does dress very well for a dead man.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like my top two on there, just to like kind of prove the point that sequels can be better than the originals in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. True, the originals gave us the foundation and they will never be forgotten for that. But let's face it, Sleepaway Camp 2 sucked.
Never seen it.
Sleepaway Camp 3, not much better.
Yeah, that was one of those they should have just never continued after the first one.
Sleepaway Camp 1 had a great ending. Leave it there. That's my bottom one.
Yeah.
Sleepaway Camp. I could get into like Jaws 1, 2, or 2, 3, and 4. Or I could get into, you know, The Shining Part 2, because that was a thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of sequels that don't live up to the original. American Psycho 2 had nothing to do with American Psycho 1. Zero to do with it, actually. Actually, it wasn't even supposed to be a movie.
I thought American Psycho 2... was because the little girl watched Christian Bale's character kill her parents.
That was actually written in post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that entire movie was not supposed to be American Psycho. That was something that the studio execs decided to do post-production. Like, that entire scene was just randomly filmed and thrown in there to explain the backstory.
Nice.
Well, excuse me, backstory.
Quote, unquote.
What about you guys?
Don't everybody talk at once.
don't talk over each other now. Hey, patience.
So, for me, it would have to be the third Child's Play. Like, is my top.
Oh, the military academy one?
Yeah, where Andy goes to military school.
That was really fucking good. I did like that one.
Yeah, I did like that one.
And also just putting it out there, my favorite, I guess you could call it kill, my favorite mass murder of that movie was when he replaces...
He replaces all the ammunition
with the live.
Which is, like, super fucked up when you really think about it. Like, why are you... Exactly. Like, why are you handing... Like, why are you putting blanks... in real guns and telling them to go out to the
paint cartridges.
Yeah, like that's still very dangerous.
Have you ever been shot with one of those?
Not with a live round behind it, no.
I'd say it'd probably still hurt just as much as a paintball.
I'd
rather get shot with a fucking BB than one of those things again. It fucking hurts. It feels like you actually got shot with a live round.
Speaking of getting shot with a live round, I still have those rubber buckshots.
Get a leather jacket and I got a helmet for you, Bob. I'll shoot you.
I have a leather vest.
No.
No.
We're going to cover every inch of skin that we can for you, Bob.
We're talking like motorcycle racing. But yeah, so the third Chucky would definitely be my top. Third Child's Play, technically. That's really... I mean... I do like the 2009 remake of Friday the 13th.
I do, too.
Like
I thought it was a solid entry.
Like I know it's not really a sequel. It's a remake, but I dig it. But my absolute worst would have to be the Leprechaun sequels.
Leprechaun in Space.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. I can give you my least favorite sequel.
Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
All right.
Freddy just looked different, and it was just a...
He looked wet.
He looked wet. The burns were darker, if you made any sense. But my favorite, though, is Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. Ooh, good one.
I loved Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, Evil Dead 2, like, especially when he was going fucking mantic in the cabin and, like, the cabin started talking back to him.
I love that one.
I fucking love it. Yeah.
So now you ask us to pick one, like, from all the tops, either Child's Play or Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, or Halloween. Also,
yeah,
for my Friday the 13th is Jason X. I fucking love Jason X. I don't want to hear no shit about him.
No. Jason X.
I love that one too.
Jason X had my two favorite kills in it, all right?
He beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
And cryogenically head crushed. What about you, Bobby? What's your top? What's your bottom? What's your guilty pleasure?
Okay, so I always like... I'll do my bottom, because all three of them are a tie. Because if I'm going to enjoy a horror movie, I'm in it for the kills. Not the funny, not the jokes.
Right.
So, I have Freddy Krueger, Chucky, and the Leprechauns. All in the bottom. Because for Freddy...
All in the bottom. Fuck them all.
Yeah, fuck them all. But Freddy got way too jokey for me after the first one.
Yeah, Super Freddy sucks.
And then, like, Chucky, a little bit of the same. And I was really young when I first started watching Leprechaun. But, too jokey for me.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, Jason would be my number one. And then somewhere in the... It's a tie between Michael and Leatherface for second tier.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine.
I like him strong and silent. Daddy like you dumb.
Daddy like you dumb. But, me like you bouncy. Me like you bouncy.
But for my top favorite Jason movie, it has to be the second one. I get it. You don't get the iconic... The iconic mask, but that's the first time you actually get to see Jason kill anyone. Because in the first one, it was his mother.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's when Jason makes his appearance.
Yeah.
Like his full appearance, not his pop scare at the end.
Yeah. Baby Jason, pop out the lake.
All right, Chris, what's your guilty pleasure? What's your guilty pleasure sequel that everybody hates but you?
Oh, man. Yes.
And if you see the Blair Witch Project 2, I'm coming over to this fucking table.
You can beat him with my shillelagh.
I mean, I can't really call it a guilty pleasure, per se. But... I really don't know.
Like, you really just don't have one?
Yeah. Like, I'm really not ashamed by any of them.
Well, that's the whole point.
That's the whole point, is, like, you're not ashamed, you don't care, but every, like, look at it, like, through the, like, eyes of the, like, mine, okay, yeah. Okay. Like, mine is Jason Takes Manhattan. That was, everybody says that's the worst Jason movie there is Jason Takes Manhattan. I'm like, fuck you guys, that movie was amazing, all right? That was my first Friday the 13th movie I've ever watched, was Jason in Manhattan. I love that fucking movie. I love all of its character flaws. I love everything. I love Kane Hodder punching that dude's head off of a fucking roof. I fucking love him melting in the sewer, because that's exactly where toxic waste goes.
All right, so like you, DJ, I have a theme, and I'm going to have to go with the Bride of Chucky.
That's fine. That's fine, dude.
I mean,
I dug the Bride of Chucky.
I mean, everybody likes the first like 15 minutes of it, and then they just like don't give a fuck about the rest.
No, I love
the Bride of Chucky. Whole fucking movie. I thought the whole movie was fucking amazing.
It was dope. I liked it. I love Jennifer Tilly.
That's why everybody liked the first 15 minutes, because everybody likes Jennifer Tilly dressed in goth. I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, she is my future ex-wife.
I just like the spring-loaded nails.
That was a good one.
In the dad's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Three's Company dad's face.
Yeah.
Three's Company.
Oh, and then when they open the fucking trunk and find him, his face is all...
I almost forgot to mention my guilty pleasure.
What's your guilty pleasure, Bob?
The Rob Zombie remake of Halloween 2.
Wow.
Okay. I like that one.
Okay, yeah.
Like, even as bad and as wonky as it is, there is one saving grace for me.
Titties.
That. Well, always titties. But they made a mention to the Rocky Horror Picture Show in it.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, they went dressed as the characters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Like, okay. I didn't like the Rob Zombie Halloween remakes. Especially didn't like number two. But there again, I also didn't like H2O. But I loved Resurrection for some fucking reason. Something about Buster Rhymes fighting Michael Myers in a flaming house and doing karate. That massaged every bit of serotonin gland in my brain.
I
don't know why.
I don't think it's Buster Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
I forgot that movie even existed.
Same. I didn't really forget. Like, I just didn't dig Resurrection. I liked H2O personally. But let's see. Resident Evil. I don't know if has anybody ever seen those movies.
Yeah.
How would you call them horror? I guess I think you would. There's
horror action.
Yeah. Horror action.
Adjacent.
Yeah. So I really liked Apocalypse. That was the second one to it.
Me too.
That one was really good. Because them all. You're in the hive and everything in the first one. That's cool. But when you get it out into like the actual city itself, there's so much more possibility of things to go on.
Well, it also brought in Nemesis, and it brought in fucking...
GTA, motherfucker!
Exactly. Mike Epps saved that fucking movie for me. Because I'm going to be real, it was losing my attention until I heard, GTA, motherfucker! Yeah! 10 points! I was like, alright, I love it. Fuck it. I will watch this movie just for that scene.
My shit's custom.
Because Mike Epps is an Indiana boy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's from Indianapolis.
Did not know that.
Yeah,
yes. Mm-hmm.
He's an Indiana boy. But, so in your guys' opinion, because we just got done watching Hatchet 2 and Hatchet 3 back to back while doing a live dissection, check those episodes out. And, like, I know Bob can't really interject because he hasn't seen Hatchet 1 yet.
I know. I'm lame.
And that's fine. I wouldn't say that 2 and 3 were better than 1, but they were very solid entries.
Yes.
You know, they
helped. They helped the story move along.
Exactly. And they made it, and it was from one day to the next, were the line of events.
Consecutive, yeah.
They just kept it consecutive. And I love that about it.
I also like that also the length of the movies was like the length of the movie that we watched, like the hour and a half, in my opinion, was time appropriate to the length that, how do I explain this? The time frame for what the movie was, like,
yeah,
like however many hours or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Condensed down to the hour and a half for us. I don't know. I'm weird about that.
No.
Like, if you're trying to fit like a month's worth of story into an hour and a half film.
Yeah, they played this by the day.
Yeah.
And realistically, Hatchet 1, by the way, we did a live dissection on that. Go watch the episode. Or go listen to it. Bork, bork. But the first one was absolutely iconic because that's JoJo barking. Okay, she's done. Because the first one's definitely iconic because, you know, you get introduced to Victor Crawley and his backstory and whatnot. But I think that Victor Crawley looked the best in the first. But
stuff.
But the gore and the kills were so amped up in the second and third one that we had so much of a better reaction. First one, better filming, better acting. The second one, second and third one, better kills. Oh, the kills were glorious and over the fucking top, and a lot of blood.
And Bobby pointed out too, but I think it was Bobby. Each film has a belt sander kill.
Yeah.
At least one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we've seen the good, we've seen the bad, and we've seen the flat line.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it truly takes to make a sequel the same or better than the original?
Well, innovation. I really hate seeing a sequel. Mm-hmm. I hate when they change characters or they change like actors and they try to have them play the same character from the original. And if they try to use the same story over and over and over again, it kind of gets annoying after a while. So each time, you know, somebody makes a sequel to something, here's the original. I want to see something to do with the original story, but I want there to be a twist on it.
Right.
Very much agreed.
Like how in Hatchet 2, where it turns out that Uncle Bob isn't actually the uncle.
Well, guaranteed a Hatchet 3.
Oh, yeah. But
for me, I would say a good sequel takes and builds upon the original.
Yeah, it doesn't try to be its own thing. It uses the original as a foundation, and the sequel will make it its own building blocks.
Yeah,
that was actually one of mine. It more or less complements the first, the original.
Yeah, without entirely shitting on it. Exactly.
Yeah. Like they.
Halloween 3.
Get out of my head.
Yeah, like they bring in a new story, but not enough to completely change the direction of the first film, but still, you know.
Now, a good question here. Is there any sequels you guys would seek out way before the original? Like flipping through the TV. Like you'll see like the original and then you'll see the sequel next to it.
I have one, but it's not horror related.
Out of curiosity, what is it?
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
I do like that one. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I will watch that before the first one every time.
Okay, yeah. So when it comes to horror, then I will seek out Scream 3 over any of the other ones. And the only reason why is because they're making a movie about the movie. And like the scene where the house blows up and the dude's reading the script.
Yeah.
Prints out from the printer, and he's reading, like, the part as it happens, and he has to run in and get, like, a lighter, and that's what makes...
And it, yeah, and the gas is going off in the fucking house, and just right. Kaboom, yeah.
That's probably one of my favorite ones.
Okay.
You know, and we don't nearly talk about Scream enough.
It is so fucking underrated. My only problem with that movie is I don't like the sequels to it. I'm just one of those people. I only like the first film.
Well, and here's the thing with the Screams. And this might kind of change a perspective. And I noticed this a really long time ago with it. We're all used to seeing Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We know Jason Voorhees. We know Michael Myers. We know Chucky. We know Leprechaun. You know, we know Pinhead. You know, we know all these characters, but we don't know Ghostface. The mask is iconic. Mm-hmm. The killer is not.
But that's the point behind it, is that
anyone can be that
villain if they have any issue with the main character.
Sidney Prescott is Ghostface.
I mean, she could be Ghostface to another group of people, and eventually she could be the killer sometime.
Exactly. That's what makes the Scream series so good. Like, so just... Because it tricks you into thinking, like, it always sets that mystery up. Who's Ghostface? Who's Ghostface?
Right.
Who's Ghostface? You never fucking know until, you know, the big reveal.
Like, who has the motive in this movie? And why they do it. And sometimes if you pay attention to the movies, you can almost put it together yourself.
Yeah.
You think you put it together in the first one.
Right.
Yeah, but then I'm feeling woozy here.
I'm feeling woozy, man.
Love you, Matthew Lillard. Not as much as I love Adam Green, though.
I love Matthew Lillard so much, I made a D&D character based off his name. Matthew Lizard.
And, you know, that's another thing. Do you think that sequels are just soulless money grabs sometimes?
No. Sometimes, they're just throwing crap on top of crap because they want to make some money. But
Super Freddy sucks.
I respect a sequel that takes the original story because due to time, for time's sake, in these original movies, not everything is explained fully in detail. And sometimes it takes the sequel to explain exactly why things are the way they are.
Actually, good point there.
And that touches on prequels, though.
Let me make your point real quick a little bit more like how I agree with you. Terrifier.
Fuck that movie.
then Terrifier 2 is better than 1. It is. Like, Terrifier 2 is definitely better than 1.
Yeah.
But it does touch on, it pushes that narrative for Art the Clown.
Yeah.
Pushes that he's a guaranteed supernatural being. Fucking finally, that's explained. Now I can enjoy the movie.
Yeah, but it would have been nice to know that beforehand.
I guess so. But
it does. You can't saw a motherfucker in half quick with a goddamn hand.
But it's a nice slap in the face at the end of the first one, you know, when the lights start going fucked up and you know, he pops up and shit. I know a lot of people don't like Paranormal Activity. I mean, not a lot of people. There's some that probably don't like it, but
I like the second one a lot.
I like the second one too. And it explains a lot more in detail as to why. And it starts the story in the first one, and it tells why these people are being stalked by a demonic entity. But the second one goes in even more detail, and then the third one tells you exactly why, you know, their grandma.
Which, in my opinion, after the third one, they should have stopped.
Well, I can agree with you there to a point, but 4 was kind of just a link in there, because if you look at If you look at 4, it has like loosely based relation with the originals. And then when you get to the marked ones, mm-hmm. the only tie that you have to the one of the original stories is the daughter from the second one who was away looking at colleges when the girl from the first one shows up to kill everybody and take the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, I may not like the Paranormal series, like the Paranormal Activity series, but I do have to agree that they did keep it pretty consensual, pretty constant.
Oh yeah,
consensual.
Well, yeah, they're gonna irate me, anyways. But it's, I give that movie so much credit because we're talking about the thinnest budget in the fucking world, and they made a movie that made America crap their pants.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Respect, absolute respect. That doesn't mean I have to like it.
Now, we were talking about like the Blair Witch, the second Blair Witch Book of Shadows, right? Okay, hear me out here. So we got the original Blair Witch, right? And then the Blair Witch 2 Book of Shadows. It was kind of a joke. It wasn't really found footage like I wanted to see. But the newest Blair Witch that come out, that would have been considered a sequel because it was...
Yeah.
Was it the...
It was the brother.
It was the brother of the girl from the original one trying to find her. So that would have been considered a sequel. And yes. I thought that was pretty good because it brought a lot of new aspects into the found footage genre as far as like aerial drones, better camera angles. And, you know,
it brought found footage up to speed on modern day.
Oh, yes. Totally.
Digital. Yes. Yeah.
And I think they captured the modern day of found footage rather well just within that one movie. Like what you were saying with the use of the drones.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah.
All that. Like, because most of the time when you think of found footage, you just think of Paranormal Activity versus just security cameras, or you think of a shaky ass fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Old school recorder.
Well, okay. So what is a horror movie you think it should get a sequel? But it never did.
Hmm.
Think on that while we go to this commercial break.